an unusual series of protests in Britain may be coming to an end. A father's rights group has been getting a lot of publicity by having its members dress as Batman or Spider-Man and hang out on top of famous public buildings. The group appears ready to hang up its superhero costumes now that the government has agreed to negotiate with it. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
It's a strange mix of personal desperation and public relations acumen that drives the radical dads of the group Fathers for Justice. They're protesting the British family court system, which they say refuses to recognize and uphold their legal rights to see their children. Founder Matt O'Connor is a divorced father and a veteran political activist who's worked for Amnesty International. Speaking in his backyard in rural Suffolk, he says many divorced dads in Britain get only perfunctory visits with their children.
A lot of them are forced into becoming McDads. They get a kind of sad dad you see on a Saturday stuck in McDonald's. They get their kids for a few hours. And, you know, it's like fast food fathers, you know. Do you drive through, you know, pick up your kids, you know, and offload them at the end of the day. And we don't want to be doing that.
O'Connor says that Britain's court system is stacked against fathers. And even when the courts grant them access to children, the orders are often not enforced.
For years, people talked about deadbeat dads. Deadbeat dads don't accept their responsibility. Well, why? When we want to accept our responsibility, why the hell isn't the system allowing us to do that?
East London-based family law attorney Yvonne Brown is critical of the group's tactics. She also says that parents, not the courts, must take responsibility to arrange contact with children of broken marriages.
Most of these issues for 90% of children are resolved, and this 10% where they're not resolved is essentially because the parents can't decide what's best for their children. That's why the court has then to impose a solution. The best solution is the solution that the parents, who know the child best, reach for themselves.
Fathers for Justice currently claims around 12,000 members in the UK. It staged its most headline-grabbing stunt in September, when a member dressed as Batman got past police and onto a ledge at Buckingham Palace, where he stayed for several hours. The incident embarrassed the government, which was forced to review palace security. Then Security Chief Home Secretary David Blunkett tried to explain to Parliament.
It is worth bearing in mind, and this is true over many years, that the royal family have always wanted the palace to remain accessible to the people of the United Kingdom. as it is, and tourists around the world.
The target of many of Fathers for Justice's protests is the Children and Family Court Advisory and Support Service, or CAFCAS. That's the agency that does liaison work between families and the courts. Last week, CAFCAS Chief Executive Anthony Douglas announced that his agency would begin cooperating with Fathers for Justice.
We needed to lower the temperature so that new fathers who came to us didn't perceive on the back of those kinds of campaigns that we were biased against them. It's very important in our work to have public confidence and confidence from mothers, fathers and other relatives that we're going to be neutral and do best for their children.
O'Connor said his group would respond by suspending its protests to see if the agency's action matched its new rhetoric. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.